Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins news flash for Thursday, August 16th. I'm Donna Vaughn, and here's what's happening. Tributes for the Queen of Soul continue to pour into the 1010 Wins newsroom as we remember the life, music, and legacy of Aretha Franklin. The 76-year-old legend died this morning of pancreatic cancer. Franklin was the iconic voice of classic hits like Respect and Chain of Fools. Her voice wowed generations and presidents, including Barack Obama, at his inauguration. Funeral arrangements expected to be announced sometime within the next few days. Staten Island's Little League team has taken its first Little League World Series game. They put away the team from Des Moines, Iowa today, 5-2. They play next on Sunday, three more victories, and they get to play for the Little League World title. Fed up with service on NJ Transit, so is New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and other state lawmakers. Today they announced the first steps they hope that will help alleviate some of the recent line problems. One step will be waiving residency requirements for employees in order to address an engineer shortage. Looks as though the projected cost of President Trump's planned Veterans Day military parade is a lot higher than anyone expected. The latest estimate is reportedly about $92 million, more than three times the original maximum. $50 million alone would be needed to cover Pentagon costs for bringing in equipment, personnel, and other support to Washington, D.C. Some unexpected news for aspiring doctors at NYU. The school will be offering free tuition for all of its medical students. University officials cite rising tuition and six-figure loans that have pushed new doctors into higher-paying specialties, leading to a shortage of researchers and primary care physicians. The school calls the tuition cut, quote, a moral imperative. And if you quit smoking but then gain weight, it may seem like you're trading one set of health problems for another, but a new study finds you're still better off in the long run. Harvard-led researchers found that compared with smokers, even the quitters who gained the most weight were 50% less likely to die prematurely from things like heart disease. 1010 Wins AccuWeather says partly cloudy, sticky, warm tonight, low 77. More of the same tomorrow with some sun and maybe an afternoon shower or storm. High 88, real feels, though, hitting the middle 90s. For live and local news, 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Wins.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.